Chapter 10. Day by day, Tobai kept counting how many days Tobiah would need to travel there, and how many to return. When the number of days had expired, and his son had not returned, he said,
"Could it be that he has been detained there? Or that Gabael has died, and there's no one to give him the money?"
And he began to be distressed. His wife Hannah kept saying,
"My boy has perished and is no longer among the living."
And she began to cry and lament her son, saying,
"Alas, my child, light of my eyes, that I have let you make this journey."
But Tobai would say to her,
"Hush, do not worry, my sister. He is safe. Obviously, unexpected business has happened to them there. The man who went along with him is reliable, one of our own kinsmen. So do not grieve for him, my sister. He will be here soon."
But she retorted,
"Hush yourself! Do not deceive me. My boy has perished."
Every day, she would rush out, peer down the road that her son had taken, and she would eat nothing. At sunset, she would come inside, lament, and cry all night long, getting no sleep. When the 14 days of the wedding celebration were over, those which Reuel had sworn to observe for his daughter Sarah, Tobiah went to him and said to him, "Send me off. I already know that my father, and even my mother, do not believe that they will see me again. So now, I beg you, my father, let me go so that I may return to my own father. I have already told you how I left him." Reuel said to Tobiah,
"My son, stay here with me, and I shall send messengers to your father Tobai, and they will give him news of you."
He answered him, "No, indeed. I am begging you to send me off from here to my father." Reuel then promptly gave over to Tobiah his bride Sarah and half of all his possessions, male and female slaves, oxen and sheep, donkeys and camels, garments, money, and furniture. He sent them off in safety. He embraced him and said,
"Farewell, my boy. Have a safe journey. May the Lord of heaven help you and your wife Sarah on your way. And may I see children of yours before I die."
To his daughter Sarah, he said,
"Go to your father-in-law. From now on, they are as much your parents as though they were the ones who had begotten you. Go in peace, my daughter, and may I hear good reports about you as long as I live."
Then he bade them goodbye and sent them on their way. Edna said to Tobiah,
"My child and beloved kinsman, may the Lord bring you back home. While I am still alive, may I see children from you and my daughter Sarah before I die. In the sight of the Lord, I entrust my daughter to you as a good deposit. Do nothing to grieve her all the days of your life. Go in peace, my boy. From now on, I am your mother and Sarah is your sister. May we all be blessed with prosperity in the same way all the days of our lives."
Then she kissed them both and sent them safely on their way. Tobiah parted from Reuel in good health, rejoicing and praising the Lord of heaven and earth, the King over all, because he had helped him on his journey. And he said to him,
"May it be your success to honor them all the days of their lives."